Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm so glad that the Lord woke me up this morning. And I just woke up this morning and had a little talk with Jesus. I don't know about you, but I had a little talk with Jesus. And when I got finished talking about my problems, he just told me, peace, be still. He told me, he said, don't worry about what's going on in the world. I got this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I just got this, you know, on my mind that God put a song on my heart this week that said, reminded me of Mahalia Jackson and how she once sang about the troubles of the world. And you know, the thing is that today, there is no difference. There's still trouble in the world. Oh, yes. Troubles of the world. Her song says this. It says, soon will be done, trouble of the world. Trouble of the world will soon be done. Trouble of the world, going home to live with my God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. She goes on to say this. She goes on to say that there's going to be no more weeping, no more wailing, no more weeping. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. She says there's going to be no more of anything, because she's going home to live with her Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. I just want to praise the Lord today, because that's what I got up this morning to do. I got up and I was sharing with Reverend Young this morning the fact that we are here for one purpose and one purpose only. That God did not create us to worry. He did not create us to fear. He created us to worship him and worship him alone. So we need to keep our focus on him. Hallelujah. That's the God I serve. You know, I'm going home one day to be with my Lord. And I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited today of my past week and everything that I had hoped for is just going right in place. But you know what? I also know that there's an enemy out there that doesn't want things to go the way that God has planned them. He's going to try to change us and go tell us to go left when God's telling us to go right. And we just need to pay attention to that Holy Spirit that was within us. Hallelujah. You know, with all that's going on in the world today, the pandemic, the economy, the racial tension that's stroked by some man living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you name it, it's going on. But if you're like me, you got to be asking yourself, when is it all going to end? When is it going to end? You know, a few weeks ago I mentioned that God is only going to take so much of our craziness before his wrath is upon us.
Yes.
But I got to put a but in there. You see, the good news is that even in his anger, God is merciful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is merciful even in his anger. We have to remember that we have to remember that his ways are not our ways.
Yes.
We got to remember that he is the Father and we are the children. I need to say that again. He is the Father and we are the children. And as a father's job is to teach our children the ways of our Heavenly Father. Don't believe me? Go read Exodus 18, verse 20. And if that's not enough for you, go read Deuteronomy 11, 19, which says, go raise up your children. Teach them the ways of the Father. So our message today is simply, teach me your ways, O Lord. Hallelujah. Teach me your ways.
The way.
Oh, Lord. Our scripture is taken from Psalms 27, verses 1 through 14, and it goes like this.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies.
Yes,
all around
Lord.
Me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help, do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. You know, the main part of our focus on our today is from verse 11. And verse 11 reads like this. It says, teach me your ways, your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you for this day, Lord God. Father, I ask that you remove me, Heavenly Father, from this service, and let your light shine, Lord God, that the words I speak, Lord God, come from you, Lord God, that whatever is taught is buried deep in our hearts that may be used by you in the future, Lord God. To you be the glory, to you be the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. You know, listen, the world offers a plethora of ways to get to God. The psalmist pleads with God to be taught his ways because of his problems with his enemies. We need to know that God has a way. He has a particular way. We need to know the way to God because of our enemies, the enemies of our Christ today. If we listen to 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 9, I want you to do something. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and just listen to the words that are spoken.
But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lust, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now if Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was.
Amen. Amen. Just think about all the troubles in the world. It seems as if we've come to a crossroads. We have a choice of two roads to follow. One road is broad and leads to death. The other road is narrow and leads to eternal life. Many hear the true word of God, but only a few respond. John 14:6 says, Jesus is the way to the truth of and the life in God. The psalmist in our vocal verse says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path, because my enemies are out there trying to sway me one way or the other. My enemies do not want me to go to the right. They want me to go to the left. They want me to take their path, the wide, broad path. They don't want me to go through the straight and narrow, the way that leads to you. See, the psalmist was having a time of trouble. And he just wanted to write down that there is a way to follow God. Let's take a look at three ways to discover God's way. The first is reverence of his will. The second is to receive his word. And the third is to rejoice in his ways. You see, people put all kind of limitations on and say that, well, your life is going to change and you won't be able to do this and you won't be able to do that and you can't. And I'm just a living witness to tell you that God never said that I had to be frowned, have a frown on my face all day long. He told me to smile, to be joyful. He told me that he would provide for my every need so I don't have to worry. I'm just saying, God said he would take care of me. As a word said, it says, be of good cheer and of courage. Be courage. Have courage. So let's look at the first point, the reverence of his will. Many of us want him to teach us his ways, but the problem is we don't or we won't submit to his wills. Jesus was all about his Father's will, just as we need to be about God's will. In John 5:30, Jesus states this. He says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So I just want to break this down for a minute, if you'll allow me. You see, in his will is the remission of sins. In his will is the redirection of service. in his will is the resurrection of the spirit. And finally, the revelation of his will is found in his word. Praise the Lord. God has given us the directions. If we continue our walk and we look and say, look at the second of the three ways to discover God's will. His will is to receive his word. James 1 through 19 says this. It says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of men does not produce the righteousness of God." Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Those are some easy instructions to follow. You know, there's one step to receiving his word. The first step to receiving his word is that you must be saved. Be saved.
Yeah.
Be born again. I got that from Romans 10, 9, and 10. You see, that's the first step to receiving his word, because you can't understand his word, because he will not show you and give you the meaning of his word if you are not one of his children. And after being saved, the next step is to serve the sovereign God. By serving, it means obeying the commands of the Father. And how do we know that you're obeying the commands of the Father? Well, it's witnessed by your life, your walk, and the fruit that you bear. Step three to receiving his word is to study the scriptures. We have to study the word of God. Reverend Young mentioned about the young man with his Bible. It says, I need to read it more. Well, if you don't read it, you don't know it. And then you're going to be drinking anybody's Kool-Aid. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The word of truth. Not what somebody told you, but the word of truth. You see, we got too many people out there trying to tell us what the truth is. And we got some folks trying to tell us, well, the truth is what I say it is. The truth is what you want it to be. No, the truth is in the word of God. The fourth step to receiving God's word is to submit to the shepherd. Matthew 16, 24 and 25 says, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Yes. For whoever deserves to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, why would we even want to receive his word? That's the question many people have. Why do we want to receive? I'm happy. You know, I'm just doing everything I want to do. Well, let me tell you what the answer to that question is. You see, the answer is found in John 15:13, which states unequivocal that he, meaning Jesus, gave his life for his sheep. That's why we need to receive his word. As we study, we find that his word is plain. It's not hard to understand. It's practical. It gives us ways to make it through this world that we live. It's profitable. Oh, and most of all, it's powerful. Hallelujah. Yeah. I just want to praise God. I feel like doing my happy dance right now. To know that God has given us his word. And he has made it plain for us that believe.
Yes.
And to know that it's practical, that I can open up this scripture. And when I'm in times of trouble, I can open it up. And he leads me right to the word that will direct my path. I know it's profitable.
Yes.
Because the profit, how does it profit me? It profits me because I will be spending eternal life with the Father. And most of all, it's powerful. Yes. It's powerful because people are afraid of it. When you are walking with the Lord, people see it. And people want to steer clear of you because they know that you have the protection of the Lord. Even Satan will leave you alone when you're walking right with the Lord. Now, the third way, the third of the three ways to discover God's will is to rejoice in his ways. Now, I said I woke up this morning and I had a little talk with Jesus. I rejoice in the fact that I can talk directly to Jesus. I don't need to go to some statue and tell the statue my problems and hopefully that wooden statue or a clay statue or whatever it may be is listening to me. I don't need to go into a confessional and tell the priest to pray for me. I can go directly to the Lord. I used to tell folks when I worked at AT&T, I used to say I had a direct line through to Jesus, and I didn't need AT&T. But hallelujah. Psalms 37 and 34 gives us clear instructions to follow and our reward for obeying. It says this. It says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it.
Yes, yes.
I'm not making this up. It's the word of the Lord. It is the truth. It is written. God said it, and so it shall be. As you and I grow in our relationship with our Father, we will rejoice and understand that he provides as he fulfills every promise that he has made to you and I.
Yes.
So, as I close today, I want to put things in its proper perspective. I want you to think this, because this is how I look at it. You see, if it wasn't for his ways, my preaching would be empty. If it wasn't for his ways, my faith would be empty.
Yes.
I'd still be lost in my sin. My faith would be null and void. The dead in Christ would stay dead. Death would still have its sting, and the grave its victory. Oh, thank God for his ways. He who keeps his ways preserves his own soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise him today. You see, because he is a way maker. He is a way maker. When I don't know the way, he can lead it. When I hit a door and I can't open it, God can open it for me. Hallelujah. Yeah. He preserves the way of his children. Oh, praise the Lord. He establishes the way of the right. He delivers us from the way of the evil, from the men who speak perverse things to us. God delivers us if we know his word. He makes ways out of no way, even when it looks like there is no way. You know, I can just speak for myself. I've learned that his way is the foundation of our faith. It is the cornerstone of our confession. The belief, the basis of our belief, and the surety of our salvation. And finally, it's the capstone of our conversion. You see, Joshua said it, put it like this. He just said, "But in my, for me and my house, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you."
Yes.
Listen, choose His way today. There is no other way. Hallelujah. I just praise God. Teach me your way, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this time together. We thank you for your word, showing us that your way is the only way. If we walk with you, Lord God, if we follow your commands, if we listen as you speak to us, Lord God, we will be spending eternity with you. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Have your way in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray.